is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Johns Hopkins University reported 23.2 million COVID-19 cases worldwide early Sunday, with more than 800,000 deaths. The U.S., as it has for months, leads the world in the number of infections with 5.6 million, followed by Brazil with 3.5 million and India with more than 3 million. Health officials in the U.S. believe the number of infections in America may be 10 times greater, though, than reported due to lack of testing and reporting. The World Health Organization and UNICEF, meanwhile, are saying that children aged 12 and older should wear a face mask in the same situations as an adult should, while 6-year-olds to 11-year-olds should wear them as the risk requires. This all to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Older children could play more of a role in virus transmission than younger ones, the two organizations are saying. The situations in which older children should wear a face mask include when a distance of 1 meter from others cannot be guaranteed, and when there is widespread transmission in the community, the two groups said in a document on August 21st. They added that for younger children, parents should consider their children's ability to use a mask, the intensity of transmission in the area, and adequate adult supervision. Children younger than 5 should not be required to wear masks, the two groups are saying. Meantime, at least 13 people have died in a stampede at a nightclub in the Peruvian capital Lima after it was raided by police for breaking coronavirus rules. Officials said more than 120 people tried to squeeze through the only exit at the Thomas Restobar and were then trapped between the door and a staircase on the club's second floor. Nightclubs and bars have been closed in Peru since March in an attempt to fight the spread of the virus.